Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, the co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook, and the creator of the Celestial Timings e-zine. And this audio overview is on timing, how timing is everything. One of my favorite statements, timing is everything. And truly, if we understood this in our culture, if we understood this, we would be living a very different lives than what we're living now. And part of what we have lost is that understanding of timing. And it's not just clock time. Clock time has its own purpose and its own way of connecting us to reality. But what we've lost connection with is what I like to call cosmic time or earth time or kairos time. So this is a look at how being attuned to the natural cycles and rhythms of the earth and sky can really help enhance our life experience and help us to experience greater personal and business success on all levels, in all areas, in all realms and dimensions of life. If we think about it, timing is, we're connected to timing in every moment. The sun rises at a certain time every day. In certain times of the year, it's rising and setting earlier or later, depending on the season. We have the different seasons that represent different timing. Farmers know that, and gardeners know that there are certain times to plant their crops or to plant their gardens, and that there are certain times that it won't be productive to plant a garden at all. For example, planting a garden in winter is not a productive time to plant, unless, of course, you have hydroponics, and that's another story. But in any case, or a greenhouse. But there are certain timings for planting, and even if you did have a greenhouse, planting at the new moon is more effective than planting at the full moon, or there are certain plants that will respond better to being planted in different moon phases. Ancient cultures really understood this, that the plants and animals respond to the moon phases, the earth responds to the moon phases, tides are higher at the full moon, more babies are born at the full moon, and the new moon is like a close second, that the moon phases actually affect the electromagnetic field of the earth, as does the sun. The sun is currently amping up toward a solar maximum, thought to happen, that will be happening in 2013, and it is affecting the electromagnetic field of the earth by sending these solar flares, X-class flares and coronal mass ejections that are affecting the Earth's magnetic field, electromagnetic field. And since each person also has their own electromagnetic field, it is affecting us personally as well as collectively. There was a solar flare that happened in the 1800s that knocked out all the telegraphs. We had solar flares that happened in the middle of July, right at the time when certain planets were stationing retrograde, Mercury and Uranus, amping up and making these energies more and powerful and more impactful as a result. So everything is affecting everything else, and the timing and knowing these timings. Another example is that when Mercury is retrograde, it's a great time for being highly creative, really working with the right brain energy. Not a really great time to make left brain logical, rational process in the world of form, the world of form being the world that we live in. It can happen, but it's often more difficult, more challenging for that to happen at that time, or communications can break down more easily. So it really requires more vigilance when it's a left brain kind of activity that you're engaging in. So if you're doing really right brain creative stuff during Mercury retrograde, it's the best use of that time. And then, of course, full moons, new moons, each of those moon phases have certain energies that we can tap into to help us with our creative energy, what we might be wanting to do creatively. Full moons are a time to plant seeds, like when farmers plant their crops. Full moons are a time for fruition, when things are coming to fullness, and a time for really harvesting the bounty of what's been previously coming together. However, based on the season, It might not be that you're going to be harvesting a crop at a full moon in the winter. It might not be that you're going to be planting a crop in the full moon in winter. So based on the season, there are certain ways that we can work with these energies, as well as based on other timings. So for example, in a Mercury retrograde and there's a new moon or a full moon, you're going to interact with that new moon and full moon differently than you would at a time when Mercury is direct. So with all of this in mind, one of the things we can also look at is how ancient cultures really knew how to take advantage of these timings. They had such a close relationship with these energies that they were able to, in some cases, create their culture in a way that it only took 15 hours a month to do what they needed to do to sustain their life, to have all the food they needed, to have the shelter, to have the basic needs of their lives met. I actually read an article about this in National Geographic a few years ago, and in that article it talked about this tribe that archaeologists were discovering that maybe worked only 15 hours a month to provide all these needs, and the rest of the time they were doing things like socializing, creating ceremony as a part of their social experience, having fun, partying, like what we might consider partying nowadays was for them, whatever that was for them in those days, as well as being involved in creative things like making beautiful art and, creating beauty in their environment and living very full and satisfying lives as a result of being able to spend so much time in their creative efforts and their socializing and being with family and in their relationships, something that we're missing in our culture now, especially with a 40-hour work week, actually a 40-hour plus work week. Many people work way more than 40 hours. And maybe aren't even living that fulfilling of a personal life. So knowing these timings, these ancient cultures are reminding us that if we knew how to work with the time that is most conducive and productive for certain efforts, that we would then be able to have more time for the creative efforts and the socializing and the things that can help bring greater fulfillment into our life. We have lost connection with that knowledge, and one of the things that my intention is around the celestial timings is to help us reconnect to these timings and to begin to develop our own relationship with that. Now, not only are there the collective timings, so for example, the seasonal cycles, when we have winter, when we have spring, when we have summer and fall, the full moon, the new moon, the Mercury retrograde, other planetary aspects. For example, we have Saturn Uranus square. It was exact in June of 2012. It's exact in September of 2012. We'll make 7 exact conjunctions from 2012 to 2015. Is actually in range and affecting the planet for a good 10 years. A brilliant book written by a man named Richard Tarnas is called Cosmos and Psyche, and he went back and tracked historically the Uranus-Pluto square, the Uranus-Pluto conjunction, the Uranus-Pluto effect on the planet, as well as many other different planetary effects and what was happening. And interestingly, the Uranus-Pluto connection is the time when great revolution is happening. It's when it's either conjunct square or opposite, in their relationship to one another, these planets. And this really began around 2008. So we've been in the influence of that. And what he noticed is that this is the time when the greatest revolutions on the planet have happened. People take to the streets. They start protesting. Whatever is in place is time for it to change, to evolve, to grow, to move into something different. Pluto's about death and rebirth. Uranus is about revolution. It's about the dying of the old structures so the new structures can come in. This is happening planetarily right now in a phenomenal way. So if we're trying to do business in the old way, if we are not on the cutting edge of the revolution and the innovative ways of doing things, then it's going to be a difficult time. If we're also in a personal Uranus or Pluto cycle, it may be that our timing is going to be a little bit different than what's happening in the collective. If we're in a personal cycle that has to do with a generational cycle, so say, for example, there are Saturn cycles that happen about every 7 years, and those are the cycles about really building your foundation, putting new forms into place, doing things that will help you to have a new way of seeing yourself and a new way of expressing yourself in the world that is effective, that is productive, and that is will create greater success for you. However, sometimes people don't, if they don't know that that's the cycle they're in, they can miss that window, and then they have to wait another 7 years to have that kind of timing to support them. So knowing your personal timings, and some of them are generational based on your age, what, how old you are, what cycle you might be in, and some of them are more personal depending on where the planets were at the time that you were born and how those planets are being activated in the world by the continuing of the planetary relationships. And these cycles are phenomenal. You may have noticed that there's times when you can get things done easily. Everything falls into place. You meet the right people, the right circumstances come together, and everything flows. This actually comes from an understanding that when we have three things in place, magic happens, or things work really well in the world of form. When the timing is right, of course, we've been talking about that. When we have our tools together, when we really understand the process, and we have, you know, we've got the education, we know what we need to do, we have a plan, so to speak, that we've been putting into place, and we have the tools to implement that plan, that when that's all together, and then also when our what we're wanting to accomplish and what we're wanting to do in the world really aligns with our soul intent, what our soul's purpose is here in this life, when those three things come together, there is nothing that cannot be accomplished. Miracles can happen in amazing ways. So having an understanding of all of these components is really essential in creating a magical life and being available for the miracles that can take place when we have the timing, when we're aligned with the timing, when we've got our tools together, and when we're in alignment with what our life purpose really is. And so you may have noticed that sometimes there are people who it seems like whatever they do just works. And it doesn't even feel like or seem like they've that it was that difficult, or that it just kind of all fell into place in this sort of magical way. And if you talk to them and you find out their story, you might have found out that they struggled and struggled and struggled. And then suddenly there comes this sort of moment, this sort of cosmic shift that takes place. They have the aha, they get the realization, and then everything starts to flow in a completely different way. That is the possibility that is available to us when we're connected to our own personal timing, when we're connected to the collective timing, and we're really working in concert with the earth and her natural cycles and rhythms, and we're working in concert with our greater purpose and why we're here. So one of the gifts of shamanic astrology is that we can look at all of those factors and really give people excellent clues and give them a sense of the timing. There's one simple timing that I just want to mention quickly, and I will do another audio on this, and my Celestial Timing subscribers will get an opportunity to have this information. It's called the sun-moon angle, or the sun-moon phase, the phase that you were born into. And it happens, it repeats itself once each month. Every 19 years, it will return around the birthday. So it's a super sun-moon angle moment. But it's like a PowerPoint and or a conception point that you can work with. And if you just know this one factor, it can really help you in getting things together. Knowing when the moon is in certain signs, for example, the sign of Capricorn, is a great time to get things organized, to get things done that are more practical organizational aspects. once each year the moon is full in Capricorn. And that's a really phenomenal time to be tuned in. Once each year there's a new moon in Capricorn. So working with these cycles can really help us to further our business, to further our lives in the world. There are certain timings that are focused on relationship issues. There are certain timings that are focused on health issues. There are certain timings that are focused on our work in the world, or our, where we're making our contribution, or what our right livelihood is, or what our business is in the world. And that these timings are all beautifully sort of part of a greater cosmic plan. And it is my great pleasure to share this with you. I'm going to do another audio that will describe how you can work with this in the future, or describe how, you know, for the month, the upcoming month, how you can work with this, the month of August of 2012, so that you can get a sense of how knowing these timings in a general sense can be helpful. So thank you so much for listening. Joyful blessings, and I hope you found this a way enlightening and valuable to you personally.